No doubt if you were flicking through radio stations this summer, you heard this song.
Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you.
That's the hit, Nothing on You, by rapper B.O.B., featuring Bruno Mars, who also co-wrote the song. He's also written hits for CeeLo Green, K-Non, and Flo Rida. But now, the prolific music producer and singer is proving he's ready to step in to his own spotlight.
When I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change, 'cause you're amazing.
Bruno Mars' debut album is Doo-Wops and Hooligans. And did I mention he's just been nominated for 7 Grammys? He joins us from the studios of KUHF in Houston. Mr. Mars, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, man. Thanks for that intro.
Well, it's our pleasure. Let's get the stuff about your name out of the way first, can we?
No problem.
Your birth name, I've read, was Peter Hernandez, right?
Yes, sir.
How do we get to both Bruno and Mars? How do we get to Mars? Sorry. caught that, yeah? practice, yes?
My father named me, nicknamed me Bruno after a wrestler back in his day named Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah.
I guess I was a chubby baby. So I've been Bruno, ever since I can remember. My mother nor father never called me Peter. The Mars just kind of came joking around in the studio telling, people I'm out of this world.
You're only in your mid-20s, aren't you?
Yeah.
But you've been working, since you were 5?
No, actually, since I was 4. I was doing Elvis impersonations.
When you were 4?
Yeah, the way that started off is my dad had this 1950s rock and roll show. And my uncle used to come out and do an Elvis song. And I would watch the show every night and beg my dad to bring me up on stage. So finally, one night he did. And it was a wrap after that. I started dancing around and people were screaming. And then it had to be every night. So he started bringing me on stage every night until finally they worked a little segment out for me. My mom made me an Elvis outfit and I would go up there and do my thing.
May I ask, Mr. Mars, when you dress as Elvis at the age of 5... 4 or 5, what can you possibly dress up like for Halloween?
Absolutely nothing. Really can't top that.
Let's listen to Liquor Store Blues.
My favorite.
Now greetings to the world. Why is it the one called Bruno Mars alongside Gang to the Zilla?
Lotto tickets cheap, yeah. That's why you can catch me here trying to scratch my way up to the top. 'Cause my job got me going nowhere, so I ain't got a thing to lose. Take me to a place where I don't care. This is me and my liquor store blues. I'll take one shot for my pain, one drag for my sorrow.
This is a tough song, Mr. Mars.
Yeah. It is a tough song. It's the drunk man's song. The truth is that it'll never be okay tomorrow. That's just what you say when you're intoxicated. Thinking that, let me get this quick escape and I'll sort it out tomorrow.
Damian Marley's on this song, right?
Yeah.
What do you enjoy about collaborating with others? Because that's been so much an important part of your career, artistically and commercially.
First of all, it's very nice, to have 2 different voices on a song. Especially when you got like a talented kid like B.O.B. and with Nothing on You, for instance, B.O.B. would start rapping and he would kind of come with a more aggressive flow. And by the time the hook comes on, I come with this lullaby hook and you just have such great contrast.
Everywhere I go, I'm always hearing your name. And no matter where I'm at, girl, you make me want to sing. Whether a bus or a plane, or a car or a train, no other girls on my brain, and you the one to blame. Beautiful girls, yeah. All over the world.
Who else would you like to collaborate with in the next few years, if you could?
There's a lot of people out there. I'm a big fan of Alicia Keys, Jack White, but it's such a hard question for me because I love working with as much artists as I possibly can, and especially different artists, like jumping around, because that's the challenge. I'd love to say, I wrote a song for Dolly Parton. I think, you know, I did a song with Stevie Wonder. That'd be fun.
By the way, we're speaking with singer, songwriter, and music producer Bruno Mars. Let's listen to another song, if we can, from this album. This is Grenade.
Easy come, easy go. That's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open. Why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash. You did. To give me all your love is all I ever ask. Cause what you don't understand is I'd catch a grenade.
Heavy, huh?
Yeah, it is. Not to mention the fact you make it very bad for those of us who say something like, "Honey, I'd take out the trash for you."
Yeah, mine's a little more extreme than that.
So what put this in mind?
Being young and in love is probably the worst feeling in the world when you're deeply, madly in love with a woman and you know she's not feeling you the same way and you don't know why.
Well, being realistic, I'm sure that's happened to both of the young princes of England and Brad Pitt, for that matter. But I'm just guessing you've probably haven't gotten a lot of rejections in your life.
Rejections overall are just with women.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the next thing I had kind of penciled down to talk to you about was, I mean, you're a fabulous worldwide success in your mid-20s, but you did have some rough years, I gather.
Yeah, that's right. I was signed to Motown when I was 18, and that was it. That's all that happened. I just got signed, and nothing was going on, and I was waiting around at home and waiting for phone calls for the label to basically call me up and tell me, okay, you're working with this songwriter, and they're going to write you a song. And then also at 18 years old, I was such a baby. I don't know if I would have been taken seriously. My voice is already high as it is on these records. I probably sounded like Tweety Bird or...
Tweety Bird's had a very long career, you know.
He did have a long career.
Can you still do Elvis?
You know what, man? I never could do Elvis. I never
not
sounded
even,
like...
Not even a thank you very much for us? I mean,
thank you very much. I get this question a lot. Like, man, what is this thing with Elvis? But like, I always tell people, what I like about Elvis is the same thing I like about James Brown. It's the same thing I like about Michael Jackson. The same thing I like about Prince. These guys back in the day, you know, there was no smoke and mirrors. It was just raw talent. And they would step out on stage with a 3-piece band and command an audience. Talk about awesome.
Ah, yes.
Mr. Mars, it's been a real pleasure.
Oh, thank you for having me, sir. Good to talk to you.
Another pretty thing ready for me to grab. But little does she know that I'm a wolf and she's clubbing, cause at the end.
Bruno Mars speaking with us from KUHF in Houston. His new album, Doo-Wops and Hooligans. And to hear more songs by Bruno Mars, you can come to our music site, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.